Tova enjoyed the time supplying and the trip to the horse farm more than she expected. Still, it took all day. By the time she and Sadie walked back toward the Harsk household, they were tired and heavy laden with provisions. They carried anything they couldn't wear. Passing a couple wardens on patrol, Sadie shifted the weight of her burlap sack in her arms. One looked twice and went out of his way to dip his chin to her.
Lady, do you need assistance?
No one volunteered to carry Tova's bags. I'll manage, thank you, Sadie said, keeping her tone friendly but closing the matter. Not noticing, or else not caring, about the man's obvious interest. After spending hours with her and Nico, Tova was pretty sure why. They idled waiting for a carriage to rattle by before crossing the street. With reservations slipping in her mental fatigue, Tova decided to test the hunch.
I think he likes me, she said in a way which invited questions.
They had been talking about food for the last several minutes, and Sadie turned her eyes upon Tova, not expecting the shift in subject, though intrigued. Tova could see the mental gears turning as Sadie wondered if she missed something.
The warden back there?
Nico.
What?
Tova enjoyed the note of surprise in Sadie's voice, and it prodded her to keep going. She straightened her posture and tried to sound demure.
He likes me.
Sadie's smile faltered.
Why do you think Nicodemus likes you?
She kept her voice mostly neutral. The look on her face towed the line between disbelief and thinly masked jealousy.
He got me a bigger horse than everyone else.
With eyes half-lidded, Tova gave a satisfied little smile.
Proof.
Sadie dipped her chin and the jealousy in her voice became more pronounced.
That's because you're bigger than everyone else.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he likes me.
They locked eyes for a moment. Sadie watched her, hesitant. Tova could practically hear the thoughts race across her mind.
Is she serious? I think she's serious. She can't possibly be.
Tova smirked. Instantly, Sadie realized that Tova had been ribbing her and gotten precisely the reaction she'd hoped for. She cast Tova a look.
You're hilarious.
Tova chuckled. Go on, admit it.
Admit what?
You like him.
Sadie's mouth bunched into a barely restrained smile. She rolled her eyes, not really bothered.
All right, yes I do.
That's what I thought.
He's a good friend.
That was something. Sadie didn't have many.
Don't worry, Tova said. Friends don't let their friends' paramours suffer agonizing death in the wilderness.
I appreciate that.
She gave Tova a pointed look.
Not one word to my family. They already think I've lost my beans to follow him across the country on this quest.
For the record, I didn't get that impression, Tova said. Second, if you're hoping that your family hasn't guessed you and Garbage Buddy like each other, I got disappointing news for you.